The author who has been called the Mick Jagger of writers has died. Martin Amis died of esophageal cancer over the weekend. He was 73. Amis came from literary stock, the son of esteemed English novelist Kingsley Amis. Martin made his own name with snarky, often caustic writing, very funny. He penned 15 novels and later in life wrote a pointed criticism of populists like Donald Trump. Let's talk about Martin Amis and his contributions with New York Times book critic Dwight Garner. Dwight, welcome.
It's great to be here.
Martin Amis wrote and talked a fair bit about death. Here he is on CBS talking about his last novel, Inside Story.
I always thought the pressure must come off and you must weaken into death. But in fact, it goes on being very hard to die.
Dwight, for those who have not read or barely read Martin Amis, what voice did he bring to literature?
Well, you know, he was a great noticer. You know, when you read a Martin Amis novel, you felt like no one had ever seen the world quite as freshly as this man did. You know, if one of his characters enters an airport or a bar or any place in life, the bedroom, you just feel like the world is made fresh under his gaze. And it was a very dark gaze at times. He was a slashing writer. He's sort of mean at times. Mm. And often his characters were louts to some degree, sort of toxic males. They had a lot of bile. Mm. And he also, I mean, he wrote many kinds of things, but his early books had a lot of that in them.
You know, and speaking of Martin Amis and his life, he had a very famous father, the novelist Kingsley Amis. How did Martin Amis distinguish himself from the writings of his father?
That's a great question. I mean, in many ways, they were similar. Both of them had a sort of misanthropic worldview and a very comic worldview. But of course, you know, Kingsley Amis, when he was younger, sort of wrote that way. And he's got older, he became more right-wing politically. And then here comes his young son, Martin. And father and son often didn't get along, and the British tabloids loved this. At one point, there was supposed to be a portrait made of the two of them, and Kingsley didn't want to do it with his younger son, and this was on the front page of a newspaper.
Wow.
And, you know, in the end, I think they reconciled, and they were close.
And Martin Amis, the writers of his generation, Christopher Hitchens, also Salman Rushdie, Ian McEwan, Kazuo Ishiguro, how did the people around him influence what he thought about, what he wrote about?
Well, it really was a new generation. London in the 1980s for literature was sort of like Hollywood in the 1960s. You had this new generation, sort of swashbuckling generation of writers like Julian Barnes, the critic Clive James, Amis, Hitchens, and others. And, you know, other writers were quite jealous of them. They had a famous weekly or biweekly lunch that they did. And Martin Amis seemed to be having more fun than a lot of other writers. He was quite handsome, looked good with a cigarette. He drank a lot. He was out in the town. He dated a lot of the most famous women of his era. And there was a lot of envy and resentment pointed in his direction.
Hmm. Aside of his most famous works from that era of the 80s and 90s you're talking about is known as the London Trilogy, the novels Money, London Fields, and The Information. I wonder if you can talk about them. I started this morning reading a little bit about Money, where I guess the seediest character in a way is the most memorable.
Yeah. Money, published in 1984, was about this director of advertisements in England who gets a lucky break and comes to America to make a film. And Martin Amis was sort of obsessed with America. He loved to observe American ways. And Money is, in many ways, Martin Amis' most assured novel. I mean, if you want a full blast, Martin Amis turned on full bore. That's probably the place to start. My favorite, personally, is The Information, which you mentioned, which is about two warring writers, you know, best friends, one of whom becomes successful, the other does not. And it's sort of, you know, the envy and the jealousy. And what's great about it is Martin Amis, of course, grew up in a literary world. And to read this book about writers, you sense that he really knows this territory, talking about all of it, you know, and it's just terrific and very funny.
As you say, Martin Amis was really drawn to America, American writers, American society. He moved to Brooklyn later in his life. He also became particularly pointed in his criticisms of persons like Donald Trump. Here he is speaking to the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
What he's done is so wicked already. He entered this whole thing just to up the prices on his brand. And to do that, he was prepared to take this route. He was told by some hack, your only route is the white supremacist one. No one realized just how powerful this was.
Dwight, you know, I guess I want to ask you is if there's something about writers like Amis who can bring so much more to our social discourse, our political discourse, than the analysts, the pollsters, we often hear from.
Right. One of the things that I think we'll miss about him is that he was a very public intellectual. Every time he had a new novel out, he would go on a sort of barnstorming tour and he would give a lot of interviews. And Martin Amis was willing to shoot from the hip to say what he thought about social issues.
As far as some things that he said publicly, he was no stranger to controversy, was he?
No, he would, as I said, he would shoot from the hip. He made a few comments about the Muslim community in England, which, to his credit, he withdrew. But he was willing to say what was on his mind. And if he got it wrong, well, he got it wrong and he apologized. But everyone, I feel like these days, so many people are afraid to say anything about matters of great interest that might be sensitive to people, that our conversation is lacking in some regard. And Amis was willing to wade into this material to life in general. And he was just the best. And I'm really going to miss him.
That is New York Times book critic Dwight Garner talking to us about Martin Amis. Dwight, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.